I love New York City. Oh yeah, New York City. I love New York City. Oh yeah, New York City. Good evening and welcome to this very special episode of Getting Steamy with John Panini. I, of course, am your host, John Panini, along with...
Ruben Sandwich.
Canadian Hot Dog.
And we are here in Cleveland.
At the world famous...
H&H Bagels.
And as many of our fans have said, it truly has been a while. So we've got a lot to catch up on, and now I'm going to... bring up the Canadian hot dog to introduce our very first segment of this episode.
Now introducing Panini to Go!
Take out! Alright, so the traffic in Wuhan, China is very light. That's good news for everyone driving through. Because it is, of course, as you may know, the main site and the core outbreak of the coronavirus. So traffic conditions are light indeed.
Mm-hmm. There's been rumors about who started the coronavirus down there in Wuhan, China.
And I hear, if we've heard the same rumors, it is, of course, our arch nemesis.
John Panini.
What?
Fucked up. Guy Fieri.
Yes, it is indeed Guy Fieri. And what rumors did he hear about how it started, Ruben?
I heard he's been sending aid to these countries. It was his very own personalized pizza egg rolls he is sending to the less fortunate.
Are those the same?
Fortunate?
Are those the same egg rolls he used to sodomize and ultimately kill, destroy, and defame Anthony Bourdain?
Bourdain?
Allegedly. Nothing's been proven at this time.
But I heard he's going to try to make a cameo?
Cameo?
And that concludes our segment of
Panini to Go.
Take out. All right, and now we have so much to catch up on, and Ruben's going to take over for a few minutes. So Ruben's going to fill you in on what we've been up to the last 2 years.
It's 1.5 years if you really think about it.
Your accent came back.
Well, you're going to want to sit down on this one.
Ooh.
Since it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Been a while.
So you all know our friend John here is a world-class body grooming legend.
Mm-hmm.
And the face of Manscapes.
Supposed to be the face of Manscaped until someone fucked me over.
That's a sore subject.
Hey, you are the face of Manscaped in our eyes.
Thank you very much.
And hearts. And probably many of our viewers.
Thank you very much.
So it all goes back to a few months ago when Guy Fieri...
Is he related to the cousin of Guy LaDouche?
They are lovers, actually.
I've seen the sex tape.
Allegedly.
I'm going to be reviewing that on Panini on the Isle.
That's mean to say about Guy LaDouche.
That's true. He's a good guy.
Allegedly.
He was a good guy.
Allegedly.
I like the pun. Look at that wordplay. I like the Guy Fieri pun.
So, Guy Fieri, he started his own line of hair gel, anal bleaching, and hair bleaching products. And he's getting...
Hack.
According to him, he's getting hardcore into the body grooming world.
A 21st century renaissance man.
So he says.
Yes.
So, Fieri has some ties to all the national media, so the media is backing him, and they are calling him America's body grooming expert.
Oof.
So, obviously, you guys know that this isn't going to go over well with us.
Not at all.
So,
it's like the first two takes of this podcast.
So, of course, John handles this how he would expect, and he loses it.
Goddamn right.
So, it took a Canadian hot dog and myself about 6 months to track John down. He went into hiding.
I went into hiding. I was in a bunker.
He was in a bunker.
The fucking bunker.
Fucking bunker somewhere down in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Only a few people know of it. John's probably the only one that's still alive that knows of it.
And when they originally found my body.
Singapore slings and shooting H.
And when they originally found my body, one leg was 4 inches shorter than the other. That's an illusion
for all the history. You had to learn to walk again, didn't you, John?
That's an illusion for all the history buffs out there. You know who you are out there.
So, that kind of fills you guys in, and it brings us to what we're up to now. John and the boys here.
The boys?
The boys. The boys. The bears. We're working on a plan to infiltrate the furry, the fluffy, Fieri food family. And how are
the
we
Flavortown fuck himself.
And how are we going to do that? Well, with our good looks.
Mm-hmm.
Our hard work.
And our even harder cocks.
And a fictitious love for greasy food and dirty jokes. We're going to try to charm their hearts and polish their heads until we're into that family.
As only America, as only America's funny food can.
Cheers.
So cheers to that, gentlemen. And thank you for that update, Ruben. That brings us to another one of our most popular segments, Sports Talk with the Canadian Hot Dog. Take it away, CHD.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to tons of extreme sports that nobody cares about. Next time...
Aww. This I year, care about them.
This year, there was a Hacky Sack Olympics, which was completely pointless. There's a Hula Hoop Spelling Bee. There were no winners, but because they couldn't spell stung.
They were all losers.
There was Sketch a Square Dance, the most unique experience of my life. And that's back to you, John.
Thank you, Canadian Hot Dog.
Yeah, I'm Canadian. Now,
and what I hear is that you do have a special announcement.
Oh, I do. Thank you. I'm happy to say this has been one year anniversary of me waking up from my coma.
Now, what is this I hear about an infomercial?
Okay, so I was a producer for an infomercial. Infomercial.
That's what they call them in Canada.
Yes. And I accidentally tripped on a hose and fell into a coma.
Well, sorry to hear that. I'm glad you're back.
What was his name?
Ah!
Classic America's funny feud humor. What was the product you were hawking?
It was actually a safe hose that actually detaches when you're supposed to trip on it.
Really?
So I actually fell into some money, guys.
Nice. How much did you make?
I'd rather not say.
Because
in America.
Sounds like we're out of debt.
Yeah, we were $1 million in debt.
Let's just say we're flesh now, guys.
All right. Speaking of flesh, it's time for our next episode, Panini on the Isle.
Panini on the aisle.
So there have been many great films to come out in the last 2 years, and one of the best of which is The Joker, starring a Joaquin Phoenix.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, neither had I, and for some reason, the first review I read said that it was set in Phoenix, Arizona. It really was not, and I was hoping for his brother Rivers Phoenix, but apparently he couldn't make it. And so I went into The Joker. I was having a rough day, expecting some laughs, you know, as our listeners know,
as you'd expect with a title like that.
Yeah, and we, you know, we're comics. We are from America's Funny Food, one of the most beloved comedy troupes in all of America. I went in ready to laugh, and The Joker was not funny.
Oh,
and that concludes the segment.
Panini on the aisle.
And now we have another segment. This is live from Hollywood, a new segment with Ruben Sandwich.
Thanks, John. I know everyone's dying to know what's going on in Hollywood these days.
Or as they say, Hollyweird.
Tinseltown. So, some big things happened in the past few weeks. You guys are all familiar with the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, or what they like to call Triple D.
I thought it stood for diarrhea, death, and dementia. But apparently I was wrong.
That's probably why they changed the name Triple D. It has multiple meanings.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
So during the show, a famous man was trying to protest the show, who you guys might know by the name of Howie Mandel.
How are you doing?
The germaphobe?
Well, I don't know. He's some sort of phobe. He decides he's going to try to ambush guy on his show to make him look like a jerk. And so midway through the show, he barges in wearing a leotard.
Covered in hand sanitizer.
It's very sterile. Very sterile. So he busts in and he's wearing a leotard.
Hand sanitizer on his knuckles.
Close. A pizza, egg roll, cock sock.
What? A cock sized pizza egg roll?
Randy, you can't make me laugh. So Mandel's plan backfires, and he finds himself in a mad rush for the door. I gotta pull myself
Ruben!
Together.
What is happening?
I'm sorry, guys. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Been a while!
So Mandel finds himself in a mad rush for the door with Fieri nipping at his cock. And that's the latest from Hollywood.
We truly understand why they call it Holly Weird.
Yes.
This brings us to another new segment, two in a row.
What?
Called Between the Buns with the Canadian Hot Dog.
Thank you, John and Ruben. So the big thing that we've been getting in our many years of absence is we've been getting a lot of fan mail. And all these people want to know more about you guys because, you know, John and Ruben have been together for years. They've been doing comedy for years, and I've just been added to this podcast as a producer because I've been an avid follower and always a big fan of you guys, and mm-hmm. just happy to be part
since
of the
'80s.
Since the '80s. So anyways, this segment I'd like to introduce, it actually has questions for you guys about what you would prefer between two different things. So anyways, let's just jump into it. So basically, I'll ask a question, and mm-hmm. we'll go one by one, and just ask what you would prefer, and prefer to, you know, rant off of that, or whatever you like to do, okay? So anyways, John, Juan C. from California writes, are you a jacket or a coat guy?
I'm a jacket.
And Mr. Ruben Sandwich?
What's the difference?
It doesn't say in the question. I would just say if you prefer a jacket or a coat.
You know what they say when you walk into a busy restaurant? Hey, take off your pants and jacket.
You still got it.
Anyways, the fans want to hear.
Well, I feel like a coat is something you'd wear in a militia or some sort of an army, so I'm going to go with the jacket.
Okay.
We are a unified front.
Okay. Anyway, Luis T. from Idaho writes, are you a tits or an ass guy? John?
I'm tits. All Ruben. Tits.
Tits up.
Tits up.
I believe our old accountant who ran off at Arnie Albacore really loved ass. But we haven't heard from him in about 2 years again.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Last one. Okay. Austin W. from New York, New York writes,
I thought you were going to say Austin Powers and I got really excited.
No.
Can you say it in an Austin Powers accent?
Austin Powers?
Yeah,
from
baby.
New York writes, are you a sandal or a flip-flop guy? John?
I'm a thong man myself.
Mm. Ruben?
I go with the bear, baby.
Bare feet?
Yep.
Aren't you scared of the claws?
Nah.
Anyways, the fans wanted to know, and I'm sorry I didn't screen these questions in particular. These were just the first three I opened.
Are those, are those the only three we got in 2 years?
Oh, no, we have much more than that. Okay. But these were the top contenders.
What's that questions. One you have down there with a question mark around it?
Yeah.
I'd rather not say.
I think we should hear it. Give the fans what they want to hear.
Give them what they want. No, I heard it was
another one.
We owe it to them.
Would you rather make whoopee in the belly button or the ear? Yes. That's my response.
Hole's a hole.
And that's been between the buns.
I thought it was Swiss cheese.
All right. So now we're going to another classic segment that we haven't done in about 2 years.
In a while.
It's been a while. It's called Cooking Up Some Laughs. So I have two classic jokes I pulled from the archives for our fans. We'll start with the most classic, then go into one that's a little more risque, a little more controversial. One that really fits our food theme, and as well as our fans who have new mothers who play this for their young children. You know, we have a large child fan base for this podcast. And we try to tailor everything to that fan base because we know they can appreciate it. So this first joke is a classic. Why do millions of mothers nationwide absolutely refuse to let Meatloaf into their kitchens?
Why?
Because he hasn't put out a good album since the mid-80s. That joke was like a bat out of hell. And here's a more recent joke. What do you get when you cross a Kardashian with an Olympic champion?
Why?
I don't know. I don't know, but you better keep it away from your ass. And I feel like we're just heating up. We're just getting going.
I love it. I love the hearing the old classic audios from back in the days.
So do I. And what's just incredible, absolutely incredible to believe is, you know, that joke was recorded about 25 years ago. So they have called America's Funny Food the soothsayers of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
We just predict the future like no one else. And this brings us to our last segment, perhaps our most popular segment, Ruben's Heroes, a.k.a. Ruben's Heroes. Take it away, Ruben.
Thanks, John.
But when you keep moving it.
I'm sure you guys are all familiar with the Grammy-winning actor, Andrew McCarthy. He is a hero of mine from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
He found himself into some shenanigans. And so Andrew had to pretend that his uncle, I forgot his uncle's name, but for the story, we'll call him Remus.
He's a Renaissance man from what I understand.
Yeah, you could say that. So Andrew had this uncle who's a real dirtbag, but he was wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was trying to get himself set up so that he can go on his way to be an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was on a vacation with his uncle, and his uncle had a heart attack. Or, well, it actually came out later that he was drugged by one of the maids. But
it's getting funnier.
Yeah. So he thought he had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And so Andrew had to pretend that his uncle was still alive because he needed his uncle to sign the company over to him. So he does this, and it's over the course of a weekend. Mm-hmm. And gets his uncle to sign over the company. He inherits everything. And he's able to go through and go to acting school. And he ends up turning this into a movie. You guys have probably heard of it. Weekend at Bernie's.
Ah!
No way.
So it was basically a story of something that what he pretty much had to do in real life to get to where he is. So I was talking to Andrew, and he has had some beef recently with Guy Fieri.
Hopefully it wasn't pepperoni beef.
That piece of shit.
From the fucking pepperoni egg rolls.
If you're familiar with any of McCarthy's other movies, he was in the movie The Mannequin.
Oh, yeah.
And so Guy Fieri...
Was that the skin flick where the guy fucked the mannequin?
Well, you're very close.
Okay.
Guy Fieri has been trying to live his life like Andrew McCarthy, and he's been going around banging mannequins, hoping that they turn real.
Is it true that they caught, that they collected the DNA by his hair samples? The peroxide hair? That was not good of a joke.
Well, it was a combination of his hair left at the crime scene along with the semen and donkey sauce on probably half a dozen to maybe a couple hundred mannequins all across the New York area.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez Louise.
So none of the victims have come forward yet.
I heard there was donkey sauce everywhere.
It was a bloodbath of donkey sauce.
Piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a flash flood donkey sauce across all the mannequins.
Well, it's a sad ending to a very great episode, our first episode back. So let's say cheers, boys. Cheers. And we promise our fans it won't be this long of a while until our next episode. So signing off, I am John Panini, along with
Ruben Sandwich
and
Canadian Hot Dog.
So please subscribe, share our podcast. Listen to it anywhere a podcast are made.
Share it.
iTunes.
And Takeout.
Stitcher, SoundCloud. All these good places.
Like and share.
All right. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Have a drink on us. We'll be right back.
time.